Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. Later today, Gulfstream Park will present the Carryback Stakes, a race for three-year-olds on the main track at a distance of 7 furlongs. The race pays tribute to the second Florida bred ever to win the Kentucky Derby and the first ever to win the Preakness. But the story of Carryback is one which goes beyond his campaign as America's champion three-year-old of 1961. Conceived in Maryland at Country Life Farm, but foaled in Florida at the Ocala Stud, Carryback was born on April 16, 1958. He was a son of Saggy, famous for handing Citation the only loss of his 1948 Triple Crown campaign. Breeder Jack Price was a shrewd businessman from Cleveland, Ohio, who had made enough money in the manufacturing industry to retire before the age of 50. He stood 5'4" and weighed 140 pounds and wore his salt and pepper hair in a crew cut that was said to make him resemble comedian George Gobel. Price had dabbled in thoroughbred ownership, and upon selling his manufacturing business, he took to training racehorses in order to keep busy. And when Carryback was born, Price was less than enthused about the colt's future. Price would later admit that he thought so little of the scrawny colt that he began racing him in January of his two-year-old year. That's right, the colt debuted as a juvenile in January at Hialeah Racecourse in Miami because Price wanted to race him early and often before he faded. As a two-year-old in 1960, Carryback won just 5 times in 21 starts, but his first victory came on January 29, and just over 9 months later, he won the Remsen Stakes on November 8 at Aqueduct. He had shown remarkable durability during his two-year-old season, which also included wins in the Cowden Stakes and the Garden State Futurity, as well as a track record at Gulfstream Park. Price had turned down an offer of $150,000 for Carryback that season, and the offers soon increased as the colt moved into a sophomore campaign. Someone offered $500,000 following Carryback's win in the 1961 Flamingo Stakes at Hialeah. Price said no. Someone else offered $800,000 after his triumph in the Florida Derby. And again, Price declined to accept. As for appearances, Carryback was anything but attractive. He was small, a dark brown colt standing 15.1 hands and weighing 960 pounds. He was described as high-headed, narrow, long-backed, herring-gutted, sickle-hocked. His knees were slightly forward, his body was narrow, his flank was so shallow that he was said to resemble a wasp. He was thin-bodied and thin-legged. But Price was unfazed by those who ridiculed his horse's appearance. He thought the colt's light frame actually played to his advantage, reducing stress on his bones and joints when he ran. And he noted that the colt possessed 3 qualities which are key to making a good racehorse: class, soundness, and determination. Carryback was also popular with the public because of his stirring rallies from far off the pace, and that included some memorable performances in the 1961 Triple Crown Series. For example, he overcame a 17-length deficit to win the Kentucky Derby as the 5-2 favorite, catching Crozier in the shadow of the wire. At even money, he rallied from 15 lengths off the pace to nail Globemaster by less than a length in the Preakness. It was said that he possessed not a sudden surge of speed, but an almost imperceptible quickening of stride. But as good as he was as a three-year-old, Carryback was not invincible. Most notably, he ran 7th as the 2-5 favorite in the Belmont Stakes as 65-1 long shot Sherlock scored a front-running victory and denied him the Triple Crown. Nonetheless, Carryback returned as a 4-year-old in 1962 to add even more accomplishments to his resume. He equaled the Aqueduct track record at a mile in beating 2-time defending Horse of the Year Kelso in the Metropolitan on Memorial Day, stopping the timer in 1 minute 33 and 3/5 seconds. 6 weeks later, he beat Kelso again, this time breaking the Monmouth Park track record at 10 furlongs and winning the Monmouth Handicap in 2 minutes and 3/5 of a second. And in August, he won the Whitney Handicap at Saratoga as the odds-on favorite, carrying 130 pounds. In the process, Carryback became only the 4th horse in history to eclipse $1 million in career earnings. He raced in the name of Price's wife, Catherine, carrying the blue and silver stable silks throughout his championship season in 1961, before notching his later achievements under the banner of the Price's reorganized Dorchester Farm Stable. Carryback was inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame in 1975. and he died in March of 1983, having sired a dozen stakes winners and having become the broodmare sire of an additional 30 black type winners. He is interred on the grounds of the Kentucky Derby Museum in Louisville. We join Gulfstream Park in remembering Kerry Beck on the 60th anniversary of his championship sophomore season. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.